Genesis chapter 4. Now the man knew his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain, saying, I have produced a man with the help of the Lord. And again she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain a tiller of the ground. Over the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruit of the ground as an offering to the Lord, while Abel brought some of the fat of the firstlings of his flock. And the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but he did not look with favor on Cain and his offering. So Cain was very angry, and his face downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why is your face downcast? If you do well, will it not be accepted? But if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. Now Cain spoke to Abel his brother, Let's go into the field. And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. And the Lord God said to Cain, Where is your brother Abel? And he replied, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What have you done? Listen, the voice of your brother's blood cries to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it will no longer yield to you its strength. A fugitive and a wanderer you will be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, today you have banished me from the face of the ground. I will be hidden from your face. I will be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. So the Lord said to him, Not so, for whoever kills Cain will suffer vengeance sevenfold. Then the Lord put a mark on Cain, so that no one finding him would murder him. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelled in the land of Nod, to the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. Then Cain built a city. He named the city after his son Enoch. And to Enoch was born Irad. And Irad fathered Mehujael. And Mehujael fathered Methushelel. And Methushelel fathered Lamech. And Lamech took two wives. The name of one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah. And Ada bore Jabal. He is the father of those who live in tents and have livestock. And his brother's name was Jubal, and he was the father of all those who play the harp and pipe. And Zillah also bore Tubal-Cain, the forger of all tools of bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naamah. And Lamech said to his wives Ada and Zillah, Hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Listen to my speech. For I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for hurting me. If Cain is avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold. Now the man knew his wife again, and she bore a son, and called his name Seth. For she said, God has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, because Cain killed him. And a son also was born to Seth, and he called his name Enosh. Then men began to call upon the name of the Lord.